Good morning, Rabboisai! Wow, running for records here. It is Erev Pesach, it is Chicago, and we have five people watching
live.
So there are times I give in the hotel, and there are less than that. It's just me on the wall. But since day one of MDY, the first day we had eight people, and we never went lower than, you know, what I do remember. I do recall there was once that I was in New York, and it was the time that we had like 700 people at the shiur. It was a different time that we had 1,500, but it was in New York. There was about 700 people at the shiur in the Sardi shul over there. And the following day, I came to Chicago, and there was seven people. They're like, Chicago always brings me down. It's geschmack. You work on your midas. You think I'm amish. You think it's such a hot magichir, and there's five people here.
In your home city. Baldic.
In my home city. That's why. Because it's my home city. So, Rabboisai, we have to learn what's going on right now. We just heard that Israel is attacking Iran, and there's different explosions and different things going on, and it's a peace sorrow. It's never an easy thing, and we really are learning now, l'schus, all those involved, that they should come home safely. Their lives are in tremendous danger. And all of the people in our Israel, I can tell you that I just went through it. The fear that people have, we didn't know that they destroyed 99% of the missiles coming in, and we heard missiles, we heard the explosions above our heads, literally, huge explosions. We were woken up by explosions. The whole neighborhood was woken up by that. And it's a certain fear that when you live in Chutz Laaretz, you're not really familiar. This constant fear of when is the next missile going to come, and what is it, and who is it, and are we going to be prepared, and who's going to die, and who's going to live. It's a certain fear that can't explain it unless you live through it. And our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael should not know of any tsar, and they should go through Yom Tov b'simcha, not with worry. And the enemy should be defeated b'karov, and Mashiach should come. That's the bottom line, is we need Mashiach. That's the bottom line, because Mashiach will come. All this stuff will fly away. And all the tsars from Klal Yisrael, we won't know about them. But what we could do today, we could learn Torah, because Torah is huge and Torah is a tremendous chus. And we're going to be learning now. I'm at least going to have in mind for the soldiers on the front, for the pilots, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Ad Mosai Mutala Hapser. Yesterday we went through, I'll tell you today, because yesterday it's not my minute to say this during the shiur. I'm in a chat for Magid Yishurim, and a very big Magid Shir said that Daf Nun in Bamatzi is the hardest Daf in Shas to give over as a Daf Yemi Shir Magid Shir. That's what he said. He really scared me, and the whole day I was sittering, and I'm not sure that I did a decent job, but we're over that Sugi of Tagori Lud. I actually saw different stories of people trying to prove to non-Jews how hard Gemara is, and they chose Daf Kedaf Nun in Bava Metzia, and big mathematicians couldn't come up with the right shot, and all sorts of stories about Tagori Lud. Obviously, I didn't want to start off the shiur with that Akdama, and it went over pretty well, but okay, now we're actually in much, much easier territory. Four lines from the bottom of Nun on the base. Ad Mosai Mutal Hafzer, so the Mishnah says that if we're talking about, oh yeah, we got to do sponsors. We are in the English here, so hold on. Let me get back to the sponsors. Sorry. The Masechta is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Paras HaChodesh, L'Nishmas Chaya Ben Moshe, L'Yidin Nishmas Chaya Bas Yosef. Paras HaChodesh, Aaron Freeman, it should be his host to rebellion for continued Tziyat Neshmayim, teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. Paras HaChodesh, Yosef Ben Chaya Sara, for the schusim that come from supporting Limra Torah. Paras HaChodesh, Yomin Rosenfeld, for Hatzlacha in business and all my endeavors. Parnas Hayoyim, Lili Nishmas, David Tal, or Ben Yosef Mordechai, a bocher who is suddenly nifter. His neshama should have an aliyah. Parnas Hayoyim, Avrumi Leibovitz, the famous Avrumi Leibovitz, Lili Nishmas, my father, Bisro, Ben Yerub Yitzchok, Yortzai, Yud Aleph, Nissen. And the art of the mod anonymous was close when he's a childbirth, his daughter, and a healthy baby. When a sugya of oina, you're not allowed to charge or pay 16.6% less or more. You're not allowed to charge more, and you as a customer are not allowed to pay less, 16% less than the market. What about a guy that buys an estrog? You know, this channel is very popular. You can buy an estrog in a box, in a closed box, and you buy an estrog, and it turns out to be a $500 estrog. You as a purchaser, that might be a story of, you know, you are ripping off the guy that sold you the box. So,
it's a risk. You're taking a risk when you buy it.
Right, I hear.
It's like a surprise box.
Right, Rav Zamenhoyer box is a surprise box, and it's your game. There are those who say, though, that if there's a price in the box and it says, this is a $20 estrog, this is a $100 estrog, and you found the $100 estrog in the $20 box, so it's not such a surprise, it's oina, and you have to return it. That's what some say. Ask your local rabbi. There's many different cases and situations. Admosai mutal hahavzir, says the Gemara. In the Mishnah says, when can you return this oina? Until when you realize that you ripped off, how much time do you have? So the Mishnah says, today you roll the tag, or you show it to a professional, you show it to your relative. Let's call that 60 minutes. You have an hour. That's only talking about the purchaser. He has an hour window. Like the Commodore 64. I already had an email. What's his name? Nat101. I love you. I don't know who you are. Next time, please introduce yourself, because you have a lot of geschmacka stuff throughout the year. I saw a lot of your artists' emails and comments. Wherever you are, I have no idea who he is. Anonymous. Nat. I think it's Nat10 something. It's not a Commodore 64. It's another computer. Okay. Whatever it is. It's IBM 498. What was it called? 489. 589. Whatever. We get the idea. You have your entire life to take it back. Almost. We'll see exactly. Name him Sayeli. So he makes a distinction between a purchaser and a seller. A seller could take back the ina all day long, all year long, his entire life. Maybe say, perhaps, I have it right. Chazru Divrei Chachamim, the famous Gemara of Tagore Lud that we had yesterday a number of times. Now we're not going into anything difficult. It's pretty simple. That what? The Tagore Lud, the sellers, the merchants of Lud, they were very excited with the retirement because the Mishnah says you only could take 16.6 more than the market. Comes to retirement, says, no, you have 33% more. Super excited. Then they said, no, we don't like you. We don't like your 33%. Why? Because retirement gave an entire day for the person to retract. When he finds out, he goes home, he says, look what I bought. I bought this bottle of water. It cost me $3. His wife can say, what, are you crazy? That's 80 cents. So he goes right back. If it was 33%, great, but he has all day to show it to his wife. So they didn't like it. So the Gemara makes this very simple cheshbon. Listen to this. Why didn't they like it? It goes both ways. What if they sold something and they were ripped off? The seller sometimes is ripped off, like by the estrog, in the estrog box. The guy from Lud, Tagari Lud, also has all day long. So he also gains. Why didn't they like retirement? It goes both directions. No, what's the simple answer, Rabbi Isaiah?
The seller has as long as they want.
No, so the Gemara is trying to prove that the seller has as long as they want from that. From the fact that they were upset, their retirement says he has all day, but hey, you just extended it for the seller also to all day. Elamai, it's a right that they have forever. But I'm saying that the Gemara is going to say the obvious answer. That the seller... the seller rarely ever makes a mistake. So for them, it was not good that they extended it from 1 hour to all day, even though it's good for them sometimes, but rarely do they ever have to use that extension. Most of the time, they want to lock in the deal because they know exactly what they're doing. They know they're ripping off their clients. They hardly ever get ripped off. That's what the Gemara answers. So let's just see inside. Yeah, it's a very simple thing. On top, that means we are 50 daf into Baba Metzia, which is huge. 50 daf. You can make a seam right here. Actually, it's longer than a lot of Mesechus. We had Megillah, Tainus, you know, it's close to Sukkah. Not really, 60 daf, 50 daf. So, Shemachi Chazru. But if you're telling me that the seller only has 1 hour, so who cares that they extend it from 1 hour to 10 hours? Just like the purchaser, he got an extension. The merchant also got an extension from 1 hour to 10 hours. So it works both ways. Why are they upset? They are very sharp merchants and they don't make a mistake. So I want to say this, Barabin. This bothered me a lot. There's a store in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And I don't care if he comes after me. He's Israeli, but I don't care. He sells fruit. And I went to him a number of times, and I realized that either the person in front of me or me, he makes a mistake. He forgets to give you change. He forgets to give you the, oh, it's 20 shekel he gives you. Never once, and I came home and I told my wife, I said, you know, I just realized that he took 20 shekel more than he was supposed to. And when I showed him that, she goes, he does that to me all the time also. And I'm realizing that I've been there a number of times and the person in front of me complained. And this is his shtick. This is what he does. But what's interesting is he only makes a mistake in one direction. It's always that he forgets to give you the 20 shekel. Never once was I there that he made, oh, I overpaid you. Sorry, here, give me back. Never. That never.
Not even the first 2 times.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe the first 2 times. He gets into the store. He's such an honest guy and he gives you extra. Yeah. Maybe. There was a store in the Lower East Side. It was called Yawang Chang's Toys. But toys is spelled T-O-I-S. So people would come in there and they would say, you know, that's not how you spell toys. Sorry, but, you know, just to be polite. She says, oh, really? But by the way, I have these headphones for $2. You want a headphone? That's how we sell people. You just get people to come in, tell them about the mistake. Because a Tagari Lord never makes a mistake. When you see a mistake like that, you know that they're not making no mistake. That's deliberate. Says Gemara, Zichne the Rabbi Bar Chama, Zaben Chamora Vita. Story. He was at a bread and breakfast, Rabbi Bar Chama, and the guy from the bread and breakfast, the owner of the hotel, he says, listen, I sold wine. Chamora is wine. Uta. Chamora could also be, it's the same word as a donkey. Throughout Shas, it's spelled the same way. And you have to know, based on the story, usually the donkey is in a you can see where it is. If it's in a desert, it's a donkey. If it's in a store, if it's in a cellar, it's wine. So the Sfarim say that by people also, you could see a person and see by, where's he hanging out exactly? Is he hanging out with good guys or bad guys? Is he sitting in shul next to, you know, this guy? Then he's a chamor.
Is he comes in a dafshir?
Is he hanging out? Who knows where on Thursday night eating chold or he's doing the daf? Is it chamor or is he special wine? It happens to be that this sugya doesn't really say what a chamor is. Very, very rare. Maybe from the only times in Shas. Doesn't really explain what the chamor is, but we know that it's wine. And he made a mistake. Ativ, Romi Bar Choma finds his balabas over there and he sees that he's very, very sad. Omar Le, Amay Ativa. So why are you so sad? Omar Le, Zavina Chamor Utoy. I sold wine and I mistook the whole price thing. Omar Le, Zil Hadabach. Go get your money back. Omar Le, Hashem Yosef of Deisha Ere, the Tagar Le Kravi. I can't. Why? Because I have a certain limit. I'm locked in. I have an hour, I have 10 hours, whatever the time is. I'm done. Shadow come in there, Rabbi Nachman, to the center of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman, Shadow Keah. Abba Moich, Eloi, Chayzer. We just learned that this seller can take it back and get it back is enough forever. My time, what's the reason? Keah, Mikhabi Yadav. The buyer he has the purchased item in his hand, wherever he goes, he shows it. So he shows it to people, say, hey, you made a mistake. The reason why the seller has forever, he doesn't have the purchase item. So it takes time until he finds that exact item, and then he can tell whether or not he had a mistake. But that's possible that if he found that exact item later on, a month later, so his time limit is over. It's only because he never found that item, so he doesn't know whether or not that's the price or not. So the Gemara Avgavra do have a nokit. Oh, I have here, I want to read this email, so I'll read it now. From Yaakov Zaret. Remind everyone an easy way to bring the daf into the Seder is to make the Reb Eli Charoises. So I gave, back in the day, I gave this recipe. I personally love Charoises. A lot of people dislike Charoises. I'm sure there's people that love it. But if you make it the right way, you could also learn to love it. Two apples, one cup of wine, one cup crushed walnuts, one cup crushed almonds, lots of cinnamon, a very little bit of ginger, but you need a schmack of red wine. The trick is in the red. It has to be like Kedem Matuk, something like that. You know, like the sweet red wine. I made it last year and hope to do it again this year. Everyone loved it. Yaakov Zaret. Have a fantastic Yom Tov. Shkoyach. We go right there. No, I was just looking for my. Here we go. Here's Varshachal Zabune. He had some silk garment to sell. Check out this picture. He was announcing that he wants six, but it was actually in the market. You sell the stuff for five. So, what is that called? I know. And if you'd give the guy 5.5, have a shokel, you take 5.5. Listen to this guy. The guy's amazing. He actually had one of the worst days of his life over here. He said like this. The guy is asking for a no for six. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give him six. Even though I could get away, I could buy it for 5.5. But if I give him 5.5, I lose. Why? Because anything less than a shtos, get to it. Oh. What happened? Oh, it just did. Here we go. Okay. Aina is exactly 16.6%. Less than 16.6, if I give the guy 5.5 instead of 6, mechila, it's green. I don't want him, I don't want to be moichel him my half. All I want to pay him is 5, I want to pay him market. So what do? I have a trick. I give him enough, I give him the one extra, then I sue him. I say, hey, you took enough. And he's going to have to return the whole full extra. If I give him 50 cents extra, then it's a mechilo. If I give him a whole dollar more, or and this could be $1,000 more, it was instead of 5,000, I give him 6,000, then he has to give me back the whole 1,000. If I give him $500 more, it's a mechila. Well, we're going to discuss. And exactly as shtos, we pass it, it's not a bitul mecca. You just get your money back. More, you see, yoisim shtos is a bitul mecca.
So 6 would be yoisim?
We'll see. There's a machlag. We're going to see. Rabbi Danasi, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Danasi says, there is a bitul mecca. What? What are you asking?
If it's 6, this guy's trick, and the guy
could. But the buyer has the option at least. He could say, yeah. I don't want to bit the mecca. I want to keep the mecca. You just have to give me back my whole full extra whatever he gave. So the Gemara says, let's see this inside. We're going to have the same exact story twice, identical story twice. Just instead of 5, it's 50. The whole problem of Oina is when you purchase from a seller. But if you purchase from a private person, the guy is allowed to charge you for the scarf 6, 7, 8. There's no Oina by a private person. And the Gemara is going to explain later why. Same exact story, word for word. He was selling earrings. Let's get to the earring picture. Here we go. Beautiful. He's selling earrings for $60, $60,000. There's another guy selling earrings. That's something from Kiddushin. This might be better. He was screaming out 60, but it's really only worth 50. If you offered him 55, he would have taken. Also, a guy comes. If I give him 55, I'm moichel him. And then I shoot him to be ledin. I'll give him 60 and I'll take him to the Torah. I was like, I'm in the Rav Pizda. So he brings the Rav Pizda. I'm like, I'm going to tag or you lose. Mamash, a terrible, terrible day. He could have gotten away by paying 55, but he paid him 60 because he thought he'll get him good. At the end, Bezdin said no. Not only that, he had to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin said, you lost. It was a whole bizdor. He had one of the worst days of his life. Perfect. He said it well. Great. As the Gemara, we're going to learn in 2 seconds in the Mishnah. There is no enough for a private person. No? Man, what does hedyot mean? It means a private person. Does they know when you buy a car from a private citizen? Depends what you're selling. If he's selling something that he doesn't care about, undershirts, something, some cheap thing made out of canvas, says Rashi, then there's enough of a money. But let's say it's a beautiful suit. The Akira, he loves it. I'll give you a marshal. Somebody once wrote me an email, said, I have a great idea to raise money for MDY. Auction off your Gemara, my Gemara, this one right over here. Auction it off. Starting bid, whatever, $1,000, he said. So I said back, I said, no way. To me, this Gemara is worth $100,000. I don't know what. It doesn't have a price for me. I have my artist in it. I spend all day with it. This is my baby. When I finish it, it's my trophy. I put it on my shelf. I look at it all the time. I say, look, we did bracha, Shabbos, psachim, the whole sukkah, baba kama, 50 davening of amtsia. I want to sell this thing for $10,000. This is my yerusha. This is what I'm going to give my kids. Yakir Eli, it doesn't have any. Somebody offers me for this. What does this cost? 90 shekel. I don't know how much it costs. $30, let's say. Somebody offers me 60. That's me. No. For me, this is worth $100,000. You want it? That's what you have to pay. So, money, this suit that you spend a lot of time on and you were very, very careful with it, costs you a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort. There's no market for it. You decide the market.
Sentimental.
What?
Sentimental.
Sentimental.
So it depends if the guy's advertising it for sale or not advertising for sale.
I don't know if that makes a difference. We're going to see soon. A guy can say straight out, I know that this is worth 100, I'll sell it to you for 200. That's what I want. There's no enough for a private person. Says the Hilgi Mishnah. There's no difference if you're the buyer or the seller. Even a buyer, he could rip off the seller. You could go into the store, the guy knows the price and everything, but you could fool him and pressure him into selling you something for a shtus less. And you're over, I know. Kishem Shreinah the head, you're kachinah the tagar. So we just had this. That is, you know, even for a private citizen. So we said, it depends on what. If it's just tadriyasa, like canvas stuff, yes. Rebbe the Oymer, in another tagar. Revisa says that there's no enough for a seller. He knows the price. The one that gets dinged, the one that loses out, he's the one that makes the decisions. Rotza, this is very important. This word right here, Rotza. What does Rotza mean? Rotza means he makes decisions. He has the option. He has two ways to go about this. What could he do? He could say, I'm out of here. Give me back my money. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Or he could say, I like this car. Just give me the 16.6% difference, and we're good. So his options, Ratza. Oimerloi, tell me what I see. Oi, tell me, Mashini Sani, give me the Oinah part or give me all my money back. Menonimili, how do we know that Oinah goes both directions? Here's the pasuk. Very, very simple. It says in the pasuk, "B'chisimku rumim for lemisecha, oikanoi mi'amisecha, atoinu ishesachim." Atoinu means, "Do not do ina." And what does the pasuk say? Whether you're mechira or whether you're knia, kinyan, whether you're buying or selling, even the buyer should not trick the seller. It's hard to understand. I mean, he knows the price. Can't pressure him.
When you go to the shuk, how do you know like how far you can bargain?
There's a market, exactly. There's a market price, what it goes for, finished. You know, I don't know exactly, we don't know the market, but there is a market price. And if the seller says, you know what, I got all tied up into the negotiating and I forgot that I bought it for 100 and I sold it to you for 90, what, or I, you know, whatever it is, I sold it to you for 80.
You can cancel it.
So I need you either to pay me the difference or give me back the item, whatever. I want you to pay me.
Well, can you lose on a 16% also? Or?
16%, get back the money. Menani mi l'tor rabbanu, v'chisim kumar mingu al nisecho. Al toinu. Ein li elo shenisano l'kiach. I see that says mimka, simku. Nisano moicher minayin, how do I know that it goes in the direction of the seller? It says, the guy purchasing also. So the Gemara says, I need both. Because the seller knows exactly how much it's worth. But the buyer, he has no idea. He went to the shop. He doesn't know. He's just negotiating. Maybe he's not over on the Isser of Aina, because when a person buys something, they're great. Somebody that sells something, he loses out, because people say, when you sell, you lose. Maybe the Torah did not warn you, did not say that you're over. What's going on here? Rashi explains, very interesting. When you sell something, you what do you have in your hand? Cash. Cash is no good. Why? Because cash you usually spend. When you purchase an item, a good item, not like a car, something value, something good. So now you have a good item. You bought a piece of silver. Now you have a piece of silver. When you sell your silver, what do you have? Cash. Cash is no good. All of a sudden, this is spares. A guy that owns a gemach said that he does two chesedim. He does chesed because he lends money to people. But he also does another chesed. He takes people's money. Sometimes people have a yerusha or something. You give it to him. He has a little extra money at the end of the month. You give it to him. He's saving this guy because when you have money sitting around, what do? You spend it. Also, what happened to my yerusha? Oops, I don't know. It's gone. Like this, you know what? It's in the gemach. You do chesed with it. When you need it, you'll go get it. If it's sitting in the bank, you just go, you take your card, swipe, pull out money, it's gone. When it's in the gemach, it's a little harder. You have to find the guy. He's not open now. He's closed. He doesn't have the money. Come back at the end of the month. Lemaisa, he's doing chesed with your money. He's helping you save. I just want to make one ha'ara here. I think it's important that a lot of people have credit card debt, right? And if you think about it, it's kind of silly. Why? Because you're only getting to that debt once. And then you're stuck in that debt and you're paying that 18% interest, whatever interest. It's in the mind. Because if you tell yourself, the credit card debt doesn't keep on going. The credit cards allow you $50,000. Okay, then you're done. Whatever it is, that's your limit, $10,000. $50,000, you're done. But on that 50, you're paying and paying every single year over and over. You're just paying for the rest of your life. If you say that limit is up here at the zero, you never go below the zero, you never get into the debt, then you save all that interest. It's basically in the mind. I'm serious. I know people that say, hey, we're never going to go into that debt. If you could go unlimited, you take 50 this month, the next month you take another 50, next month another 50, and you're living in debt, okay, so every month you just keep on going until a person leaves this world and he has $5 million in debt. Okay.
The answer is call your credit cards and your debit cards. You don't want to go into debt.
I'm saying it's basically in the mind. You tell yourself, do not go below that line. I know it's difficult, but all you have to do it is once, because once you go below, then you're stuck at the below. You're there. You hear what I'm saying or not? I don't know if I explained it well.
You can't spend more than you can pay that month, basically.
No, because you can only go into that debt once. So don't go into that debt. It's not unlimited. So if you don't go into that debt, then you don't have that interest. And if you think about how much interest goes on that small amount of debt, it's crazy. They're taking 15, 18, 22%. I don't know what to think. Says Gemara, Rabbi Doimer, ain't another Tagor. No, people say, oh, big talker. He has all this real estate. No, 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 he doesn't need it. No, I used to have credit card debt. I didn't care. Okay, so I have the real estate, I have a credit card. Then I said, what do you mean? What am I doing? Paid off, never get into that, and that's it. It's in the mind. I just let it go for a long time, for years. Had all this credit card, that credit card. I'd rather use the money on real estate, so just leave it. No, get rid of it, and then you never have to go into it again. Maybe though, ain't another tiger. So if you think about it yourself, what would you say? Does a person who sells stuff for a living, does he have more of a reason to get a refund if he made a mistake, or less of a reason? What do you guys say?
The guy that's selling should know. He should be educated.
He should know. He should be educated. But on the other hand, that's his parnasa. He can't afford to lose and give something away for free. That's what he does for a living.
Nobody can afford to be
cheap. He gives some things for free as long as he's making more than he's losing. He's getting rid of it.
Okay. So believe it or not, this is machlokes about it. It goes both ways. I'm just saying this is far in both ways. I hear what you're saying, and that's maybe what most people would say. Says Gemara, there's no enough for a seller. Ask the Gemara, Mishum Shu Tagar, and Leinah, explain what you're talking about. Because he's a seller, there's no enough? No, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav, no, in the name of Rav, B'Tagar Safsor Shalom. The opposite. Because he's a seller, he should know what he's doing, and he knows what he's doing, so there's a Mechila over here. We're talking about a guy who sells and buys all the time. He flips. My time, he's the middleman. May the others vindicam shavi v'achuli achagabe. He knows exactly how much his stuff is worth, and he's moichel. Behind the zavna hachim mishun this travel, he's vindachriti. Why is he doing all this mechila? He needs cash right now. He sees a great deal on the side of the market right over there. Let me raise cash by selling cheap. Let me run over there and get that deal. Don't worry about it. V'ashtamiya kol hadarbe. And now he takes it back. Ravashi Omar, the exact opposite of Ravashi says. Mayan Tiger, no, what does it mean that a seller doesn't have enough? Any Vitar say no. He doesn't have to go to 16% to get his money back. Shafilu Pachis Mikdeh no Chayzer. If he was ripped off by 5% and he's a seller, you have to return the money to him. Why? That's his parnasa. But Tani goes to the Rahman, we have a right to everybody here in the room. If you don't mer Tiger in Lerino, there's no enough for a seller, Mipnei Shu Baki, because he knows the prices, he knows what he's doing. Saraya, that the seller, the opposite. He doesn't deserve to get a refund. Not all sellers. The sellers that flip quickly. Mishu Talalab Yodi Al Yoyna says in the Mishnah, the one who got dinged by the price increase, he has the option. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisa. This Mishnah, who does it go according to? Lo Reb Nosson, but Lo Reb Yudai Nosson. Reb Nosson is the one that says, here, let's see inside. Here. Reb Nosson says that if you made a mistake by Shtos, 16.6%, there's a sale. The sale exists. You can't break the sale, but you get your money back. Reb Yudai Nosson says, Rebbe says, that you, the guy that gets dinged, he has an option. He could say there's no sale if he wants, or he could say there is a sale. Says the Gemara. Many Masnisin, our Mishnah doesn't go not according to Reb Nosson and not according to Reb Yudai Nosson. Why? Here, Reb Nosson, Masnisin, Tani Rot, so there's an option. Reb Nosson says there's no option, so it can't be Reb Nosson. Our mission is talking about the purchaser. Why? Because it says, give me my money. What does Tanli Mois mean? I'm the purchaser. I gave you money. Give me my money back. So you're talking about the purchaser, not the seller. So it's interesting because I noticed that it says over here, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So I asked the Belzer, I said, you know, throughout Shas, his name is Rebbe. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rebbe, 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 Rebbe. All of a sudden, sometimes, once in a while, it says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So he tells me, straight, right off the cuff, he says, you know, because he knows Shas inside out. He said, notice that every time it says Rabbi Nassim, it says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Interesting, because now it says Rabbi Nassim. And he explained, he says, maybe, because Rabbi Nassim, I forgot what he said it was, Rabbi Nassim wanted to grab the Nasius. He wanted to be the Nasi himself, from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So it says over here, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda is the Nasi, not you, Rabbi Nassim. Okay. Just thought that was interesting, that the way he said it so quickly. Oh. So we have a problem. We have two shitas. Go here, check out the chart. We have Rabbi Nassim who says that the Mekach is Chal. There is a sale, just he gets his 16% back. Rebbe says he has an option. But who has the option? The seller. And in the Mishnah says it's the buyer. The Kitzer, our Mishnah doesn't go, not like Rabbi Nassim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So what do we do? Simon Zavrash is the Rosh, it's like the names, the four names that are going to say a Teretz. Omer Belazar, here's the Zayin from Belazar. Oyna Zu, any of them Mishnah. You're right. I don't know who she is. Okay, easy. I don't know. Give some. Rav Amar Lo Rav Nosani. It goes according to Rav Nosani. But we said our Mishnah says there's an option. Rav Nosani says there's no option. Oh, Utni Nami Rav Reister Rotsa. You're right. So here it goes like this. In the Breisa, you have to say that there's an option. It didn't say there's an option. We have to stick in the word there's an option. Rav Amar Lo Rav Nosani. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Hold on, let me see. Here, this is Rabbi, which is Rabbi. Rabbi says you have to stick in the red word, Rotza Chayna. If he wants to, he could. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to.
The last two slides didn't come up on the
screen. On what? On YouTube? You're on YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah.
Which two slides?
It's still showing the slide.
The last.
Rabbi Yad Mochar Al.
You see, like the left side of it, but not the right side. Right.
Over here, also.
Yeah.
Why would no? I think I see it well. Oh, we'll probably update or something. I wouldn't worry about it. Later on, it should show what I'm showing now. Okay. I don't have numbers. Unfortunately, the slides aren't numbered. I forgot to number them. Anyway, so this is Rabba. We're going to make a little fix here that in the Braisa it says that according to Rav Nassim, there is an option. Rava Omar, and now we go to the slide where it says Rava on top. Rava Omar, the slide before we were talking about it says Rava on top. Now it says Rava. Now what? Loilom Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Makes a lot of sense. Who wrote the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Uman Deshayv Masnisin. Come afarish beBraisa. What he left out in the Mishnah, the Braisa explains. In other words, the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about the both could take it back. The buyer, the seller. Or because it starts saying in our Mishnah both the buyer and the seller, but then it only finishes off talking about the seller. The buyer. In fact, we want to explain both the buyer and the seller, so we left that for the Braisa to explain. Okay. Here we have a brand new sugyo. I don't want to say this. Okay. I don't know. Leave it in here. Idmar, ha'im el chaver, ha'manash ein l'cha olai oino. Could you put up a sign on your store saying, this is rip-off city, I will be ripping you off. If you come in here, come in on your own, what's the word?
Will. Risk.
On your own risk. Purchase here at your own risk. We don't care about it enough. Sign. Big sign. Can you do that?
No.
Why not?
Because it's against the
Torah. You can't write. It's Masna Mashukas Batar. Very good. But not everybody holds that. You could. Could you tell your wife, for instance, you're marrying her, but you're not gonna give her any food, any clothes? Can you do that?
There's a loophole in there.
She can tell
it's
you.
It's actually not like it.
She can tell you.
The Torah says you have to give your wife share ksusanayna. Could you tell your wife I'm marrying you on condition I'm not giving you any of those things?
No.
It's machlokes. Itmar. I am selling you stuff, you can't come to me afterwards and say, hey, you want a refund. Rav says you can't do such a thing. Ushmul Amar, you could make a stipulation like that. Perhaps Rav and Shmuel, maybe they argue in an old machlokes of Tanayim, of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. A person tells a woman, let's get married. But I'm not gonna support you, and I'm not paying for any of your clothing. I heard you have some crazy habits. Forget it. I'm not doing that. Vo'ina, I have no relations with you. Harezim kudeshes u'tnoi batal. The kedushin is a good kedushin. The marriage is great, and his condition flies out the window. He must support her, and he must give her everything. Dirir Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds. There's something called Masna Mashukas Batar. You're not allowed to make a condition against the Torah. Torah says you have to give a woman these three things. You give her. If you don't marry Dava Shem Mama, Rabbi Yehuda says two out of three things you could stipulate. The two things that have to do with monetary obligations, support and clothing. Oh, so in our mission also, so in this Machlokes, can you say there's no enough? Well, it depends. If you are Rebbe Yehuda, when it comes to monetary things, you could stipulate. So you stipulate it. What's the problem? So Rebbe Yehuda and Shmuel line up. Rebbe Meir says he can't tell a wife such a thing. So he lines up with Rav, or Rav lines up with Rebbe Meir. Omer lo Rav. Rav can tell you, and the Gemara, Abai is going to say, I don't like this, but right now the Gemara says, I know that I'm Rebbe Yehuda. No, maybe I, Rav, that say that you cannot stipulate and put up a sign in your store that you could overcharge. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you can tell a wife, I'm not going to give you any food. Why did Rabbi say that you could do that by a wife? Because she knows what she's getting into and she's moichel. She says, you know what? I have more money than you. I don't need your cereal. I don't need your stuff. I'll buy my own things. But over here, he doesn't know. This is just a sign of the story. He doesn't know how much he's giving up. He doesn't know how much he's getting ripped off. Maybe the guy's charging him 100% more than you. I don't know. How could he make such a tonight? Shmuel Amar, I could even go according to Remeir. I can only go to Remeir. Remeir says it doesn't work by Kiddushin. It's Bakum of the Lassam El Devadi Ka'akar. Because he's definitely taking away three things that the Torah says you have to give. Even Rashi says, even if later on he does support his wife, it doesn't count. Why? Because it's like a gift. But he made a deal with her, he's not going to support her. But who says in this case of the purchase that there'll be Oino? The sponsors for Turning the Daf, Kid Novations, in honor of my uncle, Rabbi Chonam Pressman, and as Chuzvar, Kibbutz Simcha Ben Feigel, official mitzvah motivators in honor of the Lehman's for sponsoring Sfarim for the daily Ner Talmud learning by the Gewurzman brothers, our Yartzeds of our grandfathers, Hachover Moshe Ben Yerachmila Shalom, and Rav Eliezer Moshe Ben Shema Zatzal. I want to remind the Olam to please have in mind for the safe return of our soldiers, for our pilots. It's a terrible, you're taking a 20-year-old and you're asking to fly over a very, very dangerous country and to bombard them and to do all these things and to ask them to come back in one piece. They should come back safely and not less important that everybody in Eretz Yisrael should not have the fear. They should live in peace. And it's hard to understand, Pasha, to live without any daigus, just not worry about missiles and rockets and sirens. The pachad, in the middle of the night, I was asleep, and to hear, boom, a crazy explosion, and your wife wakes you up, what just happened? The pachad. It's unbelievable. You can't understand it until you're there. Shouldn't have any of that pachad. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbanon. Rabbanon says, L'didim mifar shalim yinedim ar Shmuel. I heard from Shmuel himself. He told it to me. Ho'imer l'chaveroi al menash ein l'cho elai oino. Ein loy olav oino. So Shmuel, let me explain to you. Depends how you worded it. It's all about how you say it. If you tell your friend, I'm selling you something on condition there's no oino, there's no oino. But when you say there is no, this item doesn't have oino, in other words, what you're saying is, I'm not ripping you off, but you did rip him off, then there is oino. You can't tell somebody, if you tell somebody, there's no hilchas oino, we're not going to go with the rules of oino, okay, so there's no rules of oino. We both agree that we're going to forgive each other. But if you tell your friend, I didn't take 16.6% more than the market, but you did, so you're a liar. So then I can get my money back. I'm not saying buy oino. When I say that I'm promising you that the price is a good price, then return the money. The question is, we're going to talk about it a little bit more later, but I hire somebody to sell my product. And this is what's important to us. This line right over here. You tell your friend, I'm selling you this on condition that there is no oino. There is no oino. The big problem is, Rav says there is oino. When you stipulate such a thing, it doesn't work. It's like you were saying, it's mashal mash the question of the Torah. Says the Gemara, Rav do'amano da'ami afilu, Rav Yehuda, Hamani. We try to say before that Rav could position himself according to both Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, that argues on me, he only argues when it comes to Kedushin, but not... So if Rav goes according to everybody, over here it says, Mufurish ein loy olav ayna. There is no ayna. Rav says, there is yes ayna. So what do we do? Omer Abay Machbarto, we have to go back to the original Pshat in the Gemara. That what? Rav. Here, oh, you know what? I forgot to show this. Baruch Hashem, I remember now. Look, before the Gemara said that Rav and Shmuel, Rav says, there is ayna. If you stipulate there is no ayna, there is ayna. And Shmuel says, if you stipulate there's no ayna, there's no ayna. You could stipulate, you can make a t'nai against the Torah, sort of. So the Gemara wants to line it up with Rav says like Rav Meir in Kedushin that you cannot stipulate to your wife that you won't give her Sherek Tzitzvah, you know? And Shmuel lines up with the Rav Meir and says you could. Says Abaye, we have to go back to this. Before, the Gemara said that Rav can go both like Rav Meir and both like Rav Yehuda. But if that's the case, we can't explain this price. Who does it go according to? We're lost. Rav is lost. So Rav is going to say, no, I hold like Rav Meir and Shmuel holds like Rav Yehuda. This Braisa goes like Rav Yehuda. It's not a problem. Let's go back to the original. The what? Rav Amak Rav Meir, like this chart. Rav lines up just with Rav Meir, not with Rav Yehuda. Shmuel Amak Rav Yehuda. And what's the Braisa when the Braisa says, there is no Eino, I cannot stipulate it all. And Rav says, there is yes Eino. And you know, I could stipulate against the Torah because the price, it goes according to Rav Yehuda, it says you can stipulate against the Torah. When it comes to monetary things, when a person doesn't explain how much this is, he says, here, so you want this bottle here, it's $25. If you don't say, you don't explain the no, then you have to take it back. I'm sorry, then, yeah, then you take it back. When you explain specifically, then you say specifically, look, this bottle is a dollar. I'm selling you for 25. You want it? Take it. Here, this is a great example. Let's say you're on a date. You want this tissue? You have a runny nose? You want this tissue? $10. It's worth it. You're going to a business meeting. You want it? $10. You macabre. You're mafarish, then it's okay. You're not mafarish, then you have to give the money back. B'sanya, b'med var mamurim, when is there an obsam? Abba mefaresh. Moicher, shomer lelkeach. But if I stipulate, I say straight out, I'm selling to you. Chayv ezen shani moichel, I say straight out, this item that I'm selling to you, b'msanya. I'm selling you 200. Your daddy, boy, shayni shove elimon, and I know for a fact it's not worth 100. It's only worth 100. I'm selling it for 200. I'm not saying the lie. No, ain't no enough. There is no enough because I explained it to you. V'chein l'kiach shomer l'mayuchen and sold to a buyer. Chavis yani l'kiach m'cho b'money yedei yish boi shom l'sayim. I know you're in hard times. I know that what you're selling is worth 200. I'm only going to give you 100. That's not enough. I'm not saying the lie. No, ain't no enough. Great. And now a very small sugya until the Mishnah, and then we're going to finish for today. How many minutes are we? 50 minutes. Okay. Goes like this. A person gives somebody else on consignment. Take my stuff, sell it on consignment. So he could either give it to him, you could give him a certain price right now, I'm going to give you X amount of money, and the rest of the money give me. Or you could say, look, if you make any profit, you take the profit. So, Hanoizim Hanoizim Ba'amana, I give you merchandise to sell on consignment. Hareze lo yichash v'sara ba'amana v'sayofa b'shoda. Says Rashi like this, very simple. I give you two barrels of wine. One is great wine, extremely easy to sell. One is very difficult to sell. So I make a deal with you. I say, look, you sell this barrel of wine, and you're going to sell it in one day. Take all that money. Do whatever you want with it for a month. This barrel of wine is going to take you a month to sell. When you sell out the second barrel, then give me all the money. What am I paying you? I'm just letting you use the money from one barrel. The first barrel, I'm letting you use the money for a whole month. What is that called? Ribbis. You are working for me because you get money from that barrel of wine. Getting money from the barrel of wine. And now you're using that money for yourself. You're not allowed to do that. Pay him for the work, whatever, but don't say that the payment comes in the form of using this cash for a whole month. That looks like ribbis. Either pay him for his work, or give him the profits. However, if somebody works for you like that, you give him money for carrying it, schargamol, give him money for the camel, for the taxis, scharpunik for the hotels, schar atzmoy in a noitel, but you don't pay him for his work, for himself. Why? You already paid him in full. Says Gemara, schar mishalom, what do you mean you paid him in full? Omer papa, bitzad droye. We had this word before. It means the canvas shirts, you know, undershirts, whatever they are, simple things. Diavli arbo lemeo. Because it's typical for a person to give a worker like this 4 out of 100. He works for 4%. That's his payment. So for that, you don't have to give him. For payment, you don't have to give him. You do have to pay him for the hotel, for this, for that. Rabboisai, have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be'ezer Hashem.